Tavus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, on the 14th line, Beloi B'Yochid. Beloi B'Yochid, the Mishnah said one may not go out with one sandal. Amud B'Yabba B'Lecha Chachad, Shle Yoimu, Ish Ploini, Nifsek, Sandalai, V'Tlai, Beis, Shechav. The Abba said it's due to suspicion as people say Ploini's other sandal snapped and he's carrying it in his elbow. The Mishnah says it's forbidden when he does not have a wound on his foot. We can infer that if he has a wound on his foot, he may go out with one shoe. On which foot does he put the sandal? Shmuel said that he puts it on the foot without a wound. If you say that it's on the foot with a wound, there's suspicion because people will say his other foot does not hurt him. This cannot be why he does not wear a sandal on it. Rather, it's snapped and he's carrying it. Whereas the Biyochan answered, he puts it on the foot with a wound. People infer from now how he walks that he has a wound. They assume that he sees no need to wear shoes. He wears on this only due to the wound. Shimon Baba have a Meshamish Kami of Yochan, Rav Moshe Le Sandale Kadadatani, the Derech Eretz, Kushunoya Nil Shayimin, the Chacha Nar Shasmol, Ukshuholet Cholet Shayimin, Shasmol, the Chacha Cholet Shayimin. Shimon Baba used to serve in front of Rabbi Yochanan. He used to extend to him his sandal, as it was taught in the Sechet Derech Eretz, that when putting on, one puts on the right foot first and afterwards puts on the left. When removing his, he removes the left first and afterwards removes the right. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rablaya, Leisabad Kane, Shavishonali, Hoyo Oisen Kane, Elekshunayon Nail, Shal Small, Bachachachno Shal Yamin, Leite Nuis, Shal Yamin, Paguma. Rabbi Yochanan said, Babylonians don't do so. Early Chachamim didn't do this. Rather, when putting on, one puts on the left first and afterwards puts on the right, lest the right appear to be wounded when he's wearing only on the right. Hada'amus al Oisa Shiyesh Barmaka Hun Oisen, Shem Ba'abba said, your words teach that one puts on the foot with a wound. Amalei, in Bivlai de Kamte Alea. Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, Babylonian, you understood the matter. Yotzim betefillin erev Shabbos im chasheicha, vein yotzim besandol mesuma erev Shabbos im chasheicha. One may go out with tefillin on erev Shabbos just before dark, but one may not go out with a nailed sandal on erev Shabbos just before dark. Ma bein zeh lezeh, what's the difference between this and that? Zeh, as you say, da'okre lachloitz, vezeh ein da'okre lachloitz. The answer is tefillin one normally removes before night, even on a weekday. This means a nailed sandal, one does not normally remove it before night. Evu kamiya mumcha, kol shiripavai v'shana v'shilish. What's called an expert amulet is one that healed and healed again and healed a third time. Yeah, bo b'shem Rav Yochanan, ne'man ha'roish ha'loima kamiya zeh mumcha v'fisi boi v'shinisi v'shilashti. Quoting Rav Yochanan said that a doctor is believed to say this amulet is expert, I heal with it, and again a third time. Rabbi Shmuel bar Shem, Rabbi Zeira, Ripa la Adam Echad, Neman la Adam Echad. Veshnayim, Neman la Shnayim, Veshloisha Neman la Chol Adam. Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira said, if a doctor healed one person, his amulets are reliable for that one person. If he healed two, he's reliable for those two. If he healed three, he's reliable for everyone. Yotzim, Bekamiya, Mumcha, Ben Beksav, Ben Beasovim, Bevajli Yitnenu, Labishiv, Labitabas. We may go out with an expert amulet, whether it's of writing or of herbs, as long as he does not put it on a bracelet or a ring. One came Rabbi Yonasan, Mao Mesnise Vahain Siluna. It was asked Rabbi Yonasan, may one put it in a hollow reed and go out with it? Rabbi Yonasan answered, yes, as long as he does not put it on a bracelet or a ring. One came Rabbi Yonasan, Mao Mepik Bahu Mumaika. It was asked to Rabbi Yonasan, may one go out with a mumaik, which is something worn around the neck and attached to one's garment. A maloin, which is a osa, misham tachshit. Yes, an answer is forbidden due to being an ornament. In misham tachshit, which is a haylai le Daniel le eso, which is a v'hamanika di dahava al savei. The question is if he forbids due to an ornament because of avedus over the korban, also Daniel should have been forbidden that he wore it, as the Pasuk says in Daniel Perkei, Pasuk Choftes, and they put a golden chain on his neck. If he forbids due to a load on Shabbos, it's difficult, because anything connected to a garment is permitted like the garment. Rabbi Yosi Berbun, the shame Rabbi Yosi Maka Shinsapas Nathan Alea Ratia Sheina Ella Meshamo. Rabbi Yosi Berbun, quoting Rabbi Yosi, said that if a wound heals, one may put a bandage on it, but it's merely like protection and not to heal. We have wound b'shem Rabbanan de Tamon Nathan Ale al Gabi Maka Rishabas Sheina Ella Meshamo. Ravun quoting Rabbanon, then Babel say that one may put a leaf on a wound on Shabbos because it's merely like protection. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, Chutz me ala gevonim shehen nerufua. Tanchuma says that one may put a leaf on a wound on Shabbos except for vine leaves which heal. Amar Rav Huna, Ador, Pea, you should say, Iker, Tav, Husagin, Kad Isbe, Misha, Katrin, Shiva, Katrin, Oi, Tisha, Katrin, Rahud, Le Yiten, Mai. Rav Huna said that Peah, which is a kind of vegetation, its root is good for healing when it has 5, 7, or 9 knots on it, as long as he does not put water on Shabbos, because then it's evident that it's Surasur. In Korean, Pasuk al Gabe Maka, say Vadein, the Kari al Yavucha Asa. We may not read a Pasuk on a wound. Those who read a Pasuk for Yavucha, which is a certain type of illness, it's forbidden because we don't use Dibre Torah to heal. By the Kari, as a Pasuk azeh al Bnei Habanashu Metabas, Ten Olav, Sefer, Ten Olav Tfilin, Veshil Shishan Asa. Go read this pasuk for my son who is frightened, put a sefer on him, put tefillin on him so he can sleep. These things are forbidden. Tani Oimen, how you shir Pagurim Yerushalayim. The Gemara asked that they would say shir Pagurim, as explained, in Yerushalayim. And Rav Yudan, Kam Mishan Nifka, Kan Ad Shaloi Nifka. Rav Yudan answered that here it's forbidden after one was stricken. We do not use Dibre Torah to heal, but here it's permitted for protection before one was stricken. Eivu shir Pagurim, Hashem Ma'abu, Sarai V'chol HaMizmor, Yoshev B'seisa Elyoin, Ad Ki Atah Hashem Machzi, Elyoin Santa Marinecha. Where is Shir Peguin? It's the, in Tehillim Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Hashem Ma'abu, Sarai, and the whole Mizmor, and then in Perek Sadiyah, Pasuk Aleph, Yoshev B'seisa Elyoin, until Ki Atah Hashem Machzi, Elyoin Santa Marinecha.